July 17th, retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Austin. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Tom and his wife Sherry lived in Hospitality House, just outside the gate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Years before, through the Officers Christian Fellowship, OCF, when Tom was a cadet, he had chosen life with Jesus. And he had dreamed of someday running OCF, one of the most vibrant student organizations at the Academy. He wanted to serve the men and women who sacrificed to serve their country. He wanted to help them understand the Bible. He wanted to help them know Christ. Now, after retiring from active duty, here he was, running OCF. Here is his story.
Do you want to impact the world? Equip, replicate, and send out. Tom was all about equipping and replication. After all, Jesus himself poured into others who poured into others who poured into others, and they had changed the world. Tom loved the men and women who sacrificed to serve their country. That is why Tom and his wife, Sherry, had returned to West Point. That is why, instead of embracing the retired life, they led the Officer Christian Fellowship at West Point, and they were on call 24/7. That is why, on this evening, Tom had to fight his way through his own kitchen. Wolfing down huge quantities of food, cadets packed Tom's kitchen like uniformed sardines. He pushed past the extra refrigerator and the dishwasher. The smell of salty sweat mingled with the aroma of mega quantities of sloppy joes. When Tom finally reached the backyard, he surveyed the crowded lawn between the door and the barn. Some 80 cadets flooded the hospitality house and its extensive yard. He loved the chaos. After the meal, they would enjoy worship, prayer, and a short message about God from one of the team members. The following Tuesday, at the lecture hall on campus, about 200 cadets would gather for praise and worship. Then they would break into Bible study groups. Tom scanned the lawn for members of OCF's student-led leadership team. He strategically shared the work of helping cadets grow in intimacy with Christ, and the upperclassmen carried the ministry. Tom, Sherry, and the West Point staff had recruited captains, majors, and their wives who would become the mentors for the cadets. If you love Jesus, Tom would try to recruit you to help disciple a cadet. Across the lawn, student leaders Blake and Will laughed with their friend Hollis Young, a stocky cadet with cropped brown hair. Blake and Will had been talking with Hollis about faith, but the soldier was not sure what he believed. Hollis knew Tom had mentored his friends in spiritual matters, so he asked Tom if he would meet with him. A few days later, Tom stepped into the little side room at West Point's Officers Club. He required cadets to take ownership of personal meetings, so Hollis had chosen the meeting time and this location close to the academic building where he took classes. Hollis arrived right on time. They were off to a good start. Tom had his Bible because he usually took the cadets through scripture, normally from the New Testament. Maybe Colossians would be good for Hollis. But Hollis had questions. Questions about God's character. Questions about salvation. Questions about his personal standing with God. Before he was ready to care about scripture, Hollis needed someone to care about him, to listen and respond to the significant spiritual questions that had dogged him. So Tom patiently listened intently, which was not his strength. He was gifted in instructing, teaching, and equipping, not so much in silence. The cadet spoke openly, and Tom was impressed. He respected Hollis's authentic journey of discovery, even if their time together looked much different than the Bible study he usually offered. Not only did Tom determine to truly hear what Hollis was telling him, but Tom also prayed he would truly hear the Holy Spirit. Tom needed God's help to discern what the cadet was searching for in his life. Together, The two men waded slowly into deeper spiritual waters, and Tom allowed Hollis's contemplative nature to lead their conversation, and Tom trusted the Holy Spirit would meet them in the depths. Over the next 2.5 years, Tom and Hollis talked. Eventually, Tom did pull out his Bible, and they studied together often. When Hollis fell in love, Tom coached him through the relationship. Mentor and mentee grew closer than ever. All too soon, Hollis prepared for graduation, but there was one thing Hollis wanted before he left West Point: to be submerged in a believer's baptism by his mentor. Brilliant sunshine marked the day. Hollis's friends, cadets who had helped him follow Jesus, lined the shore of the lake that butted up against the barracks at Camp Buckner. Tom and Hollis grinned at each other as they stepped into the lake, and Tom dipped Hollis beneath the water. When the young man came up, water droplets sprayed the air, and the guys on the shore shouted with pure joy. Hollis said being baptized by Tom was one of the greatest honors in his life. After Hollis graduated, Tom and Sherry served at West Point for 3 more years. Finally, they left their OCF position and moved closer to grandchildren. Life became more sedate, but one September day in 2019, someone knocked at the door. When Tom opened the door, Hollis and his wife stood there, beaming. Tom invited them inside, hungry for an update. He knew that while Hollis worked in aviation for the Army, he had also pursued a Master's of Divinity degree. But Hollis had traveled 6 hours to tell Tom more. When his time in the Army was up, Hollis planned to re-enlist as a chaplain. Tom dipped his head. Emotion constricted his chest. In these turbulent times, staying in the military was a decision that meant self-denial, deployment, and danger. To Tom, Hollis's choice to re-enlist to help other military men and women grow in faith was not just the ultimate compliment, but it was exactly what Tom knew God had sent him and Sherry to devote their lives to at West Point. In Luke 6, 39 and 40, God states, "He also told him this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they both not fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher." Who are you investing in today? Who is waiting for someone like you to journey with them to be the man God created them to be? What is holding you back? If you want to impact your world, equip, replicate, and send out. Men, July 17th, we just heard the story of retired Lieutenant Colonel Tom Austin. My name is Chuck Stecker. I'm the teaching pastor at Summit Church in Centennial, Colorado. I'm also the executive director of A Chosen Generation. You know, this story of Tom Austin is very, very significant to me. When I had the opportunity to narrate this story and I saw his name, I personally grabbed this one. And there's a reason for that. I've stayed at Tom Austin's house with him and Sherry at West Point. I've ministered alongside him. I have seen what God is doing in and through an obedient man. You know, the story that we have here of Hollis, one young cadet at West Point. And you could have picked out, I could have picked out, and 365 Christian Men could have just done an entire year with Tom Austin. And the reason for that was day in and day out, Tom was faithful to the calling on his life. No, he wasn't an Army chaplain that decided to continue the ministry that God had given him in the military. No, he wasn't. He was a combat arms officer. That's what he did. That's who he is. But then when that time came, at the conclusion of his military career, Tom and Sherry knew that there was a greater calling on their lives, and they went back to West Point, where he had been a cadet, to to have the OCF, Officer Christian Fellowship House, that weekend after weekend, night after night, their house would be completely filled with West Point cadets, and they would be pouring into them. But you know, if you read and listen to the story carefully, what Tom and Sherry did was they equipped other cadets to pour into other cadets. They recruited other officers, not chaplains, to pour into other cadets. And the reproduction that takes place through that process is beyond anything you can possibly imagine, unless you've seen it for yourself, and I have. So here's the thing that I would ask you coming out of this story with Tom, and that is, all too often we use this word retired, and we talked about Tom could have taken the easy retirement. You know, that word retirement's not in the Bible, although they did have a great retirement ceremony in the Bible. Read it carefully. It was called a funeral. That's when you get to retire. And I know it says here that Tom, when he left there into that retired, he's not in a retired life. He's ministering different at a different season of his life, still in contact with him and making a difference in the kingdom. What is God is calling you? What is it that God is calling you to do? And it may not align with where you've been before, because this certainly didn't align with as a minister, as a missionary to this combat arms officer, but that is exactly what God called him to do, and use that experience to give him credibility in the eyes and hearts of those West Point cadets. And the implications will impact generations even yet to be born because of the faithfulness of this man and his wife. Where is God calling you to be faithful with one generation and let God take care of the generations to follow because of your faithfulness to one, just as Tom Austin did alongside that wife of his? God bless you.